Lovely Richard Armitage is here, and we're going to talk about The Hobbit. Richard Armitage is here.
Thank you.
He's a British actor and one of the stars of the new trilogy of Hobbit movies. First movie, The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, was directed by Oscar-winning filmmaker Peter Jackson and was nominated for 3 Academy Awards following its release in cinemas late last year. Sir Ian McKellen, of course, returns as Wizard Gandalf the Grey, the character he's played in the Lord of the Rings trilogy, while Martin Freeman plays the central role of Bilbo Baggins, and Andy Serkis reprises his role as Gollum. Richard plays legendary dwarf warrior Thorin Oakenshield. When you got the call originally to do this, what did you think?
You may be surprised to know that you're not the first person that's asked me that question. And most of my career, I've been too tall for most jobs I've ever done.
Yeah.
But it became clear that it was nothing to do with the size and scale of the person. He just wanted someone that could look like a warrior on the battlefield and track this quest, track this journey of a man who was burdened and had honour and humility inside of him. And we kind of agreed on those things and took it further.
How do they make you all small like that?
It's a combination of very, very advanced technology and good old-fashioned standing on boxes and speaking on your knees type thing.
So,
the close-ups tend to be, they'll put Ian McKellen on a box, or I'll drop to my knees, or we'll find just parts of the set where he can be a little bit higher. On the wider shots, they use a technology called slave motion control, where some of the actors are in a scale set, some of them are in a green room. They shoot it both at the same time, and they overlay the image. So you can actually, and you work on an earpiece, so you can hear what they're saying, and you can kind of go to the next room and remind yourself what they look like.
Is it quite unnerving for an actor to do a scene and not really know what you're doing or where you're doing it?
It's all about the rehearsal, you see. And the thing is, with that type of thing, you just rehearse it and rehearse it and rehearse it and then try and remember what you've seen and felt. When it comes to sets, you're reliant on the art director coming in with an image of the world that you're playing in.
Yeah.
Their work is so exquisite that you can't get it out of your head once you've done it. Like the throne room at the beginning of the prologue was just a chair inside a green room. There's no way they would have been able to build the set that they'd conceived, because it was so dangerous, because of these tiny, narrow little paths and this chair suspended on a stalactite type thing. So, but it's thrilling to sort of imagine what they're going to put in afterwards.
Was that a wolf? Are there wolves out there?
Wolves? No, that is not a wolf.
Work, scouts! Which means an orc pack is not far behind.
Now, this adventure follows Hobbit Bilbo Baggins, who is tasked with reclaiming the lost dwarf kingdom of Erebor from the dragon Smaug.
It's exciting stuff. I've seen it. It's exciting stuff.
No, I'm not saying it's not, but I'm saying that it goes right by me. Does it go right by you?
No, not right by me.
I don't mean that in any way derogatory, but this movie is for kids, right?
Well, I think Tolkien wrote his book for children, but one of the reasons why I think it's expanded into a trilogy now is that Peter's drawn on the Lord of the Rings appendices, and it's a much more political story, and you've got these key players of Middle-earth mapping out what's going to happen with the rise of evil, which drives all the way through into the Lord of the Rings. So I think it's a desire to appeal to a more adult audience, and I think mum and dad can go and see the film with the kids and everyone can get a kick out of it.
Who did you tell about your quest beyond your kin?
No one.
Who did you tell?
No one, I swear. What in Durin's name is going on?
You are being hunted.
So how does it work? Have you done the other two movies yet, or bits of them?
We've shot everything apart from the end of the third film and bits and pieces that we need to clarify the story for movies 2 and 3. But we go back this year to do 10 more weeks shooting.
Oh, my God.
In New Zealand?
In New Zealand.
Oh, it's a tough life, isn't it?
It's a tough life.
And was working with Peter Jackson what you thought it might be?
Yeah, he's a fan, and he's a geek, and he's self-professed as well. So he makes these movies for himself. Yeah. And he's very good at keeping that drip feed of information throughout the making of the film so that the fans feel that they're with him along the process of making it. They're there for the whole journey.
Yourself, we know you from Spooks, and we know you from various TV things, movies and what have you, Vicar of Dibley and all of that. What are you up to next? Apart from this, what will you be doing next?
I shot a film last year called Black Sky, and I've been back at the beginning of this year doing reshoots for that, which is a tornado movie, a good old-fashioned action tornado movie. I think the last one was Twister. It's basically found footage, so it has a quality to it which feels very real, in the same vein as perhaps a film like Cloverfield. So it's a special effects film. We did a lot of wire work in the streets, and they were dropping 18-wheeler trucks from cranes, and I've seen bits of it, and it looks really good. So,
tell you what I think about tornadoes. I think that if you're in a tornado area and anything that goes up into the tornado and then comes comes back down to where you are, I think you should be allowed to keep it.
I totally agree. That's finders keepers, isn't
it? Yeah, finders keepers. If a house comes down, or a car or something, or even
or an animal.
An animal, yeah. Clothes. Yeah. You should
it's
be able to...
yours to keep.
Did you get to keep anything in the film like that?
No, everything got blown away by that 100-mile-an-hour wind machine.
Yeah. The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, is out now on DVD and Blu-ray. Thank you very much. Good to see you. Richard Armitage, everybody.
Yeah,
thank you very much, Richard. Thank you. Good luck.